This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everything you're about to hear is for education and entertainment purposes only. Whilst we are licensed, we're not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Any advice is general advice. Equity Mates operates under Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
now
talent.
Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing, a podcast where we answer all of your money and investing questions. If you've just joined us for the first time, we do recommend that you scroll up and start at episode one to get 12 episodes on the basics to get you confident investing in the markets. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you?
Bryce, I'm very good. Very excited for this episode. The $100 challenge. It's our monthly exploration of how we can earn or save an extra $100. Because we know that $100 invested every month for 40 months, no, for 40 years, for 40 years at an 8% return, which is the market's long-term average, gives us $350,000.
Yeah, how good.
Small things that we do today and that we do consistently over time can really make a difference over the long term.
Crazy.
And so that is what we are trying to do with the $100 challenge. We've done a lot.
We have.
We've skipped meals. We've sold plants online.
Drum kits.
We've promised that we would go to the Kirribilli markets and sell clothes, which never eventuated.
No, we've had a lot of good ideas.
We've cut subscriptions.
Yeah. Changed bill providers.
Yes. Yeah.
We've had people talk about selling Lego and trading cards.
Yeah.
We've had
match betting.
You name it. Plenty of opportunities out there.
And at this point, as we got to this $100 challenge, we were a little bit tapped out.
Yes.
We were sitting in our content planning meeting and we were asking each other if we had anything interesting. Because I think there's only so much you can do. You get your budget right. You focus on your cash flow and you try and earn a little bit of extra money.
Yeah, there is only so much to do. I mean, outside of attempting to do what I did and build like a sustainable dropshipping business.
Yeah, which you couldn't do.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think you're right. If you can get to a point where you can find that $100 a month or whatever it is.
You don't have to come up with a new thing every month.
Yeah.
Like if you're doing the $100 challenge in your own life, find the way to create the extra $100 through a good habit. Doing a bit of extra or whatever it is, and then just keep doing that same thing
exactly
over and over again.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not good content though.
No.
The demands of content don't
still
ask us.
Still haven't bought my lunch.
Yeah, or like I am still doing intermittent fasting. I am still bringing lunch from home. I am still making coffee in the office and all of that gives me the extra $100. But you guys would get pretty sick of that. So this month we decided to outsource it to the experts. Every month on our Instagram, we celebrate some of the worst pieces of financial advice we've heard. This episode, we actually are doing a roundup of some of the best pieces of financial advice, or I guess most thought-provoking bits of financial advice that we've come across on Instagram and TikTok. So we've got six bits of advice here. Six videos that I thought were worth bringing to the table for us to talk about.
Great.
So without further ado, let's get into it. Bonus points if you can tell me who each guest is.
Sure.
Stop buying coffee for $5.50. You know, you go to work, you spend $15 on a sandwich. What are you, an idiot? It costs you 99 cents to make a sandwich at home and bring it with you. You start to add that up every day, it's a ton of money. Most people, particularly working in metropolitan cities that are just starting out on their job, making their first $60,000, piss away about $15,000 a year on stupid stuff. And that's what they should stop doing.
Nice. Firstly, okay, so that's a very recognizable voice from Shark Tank US.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is Kevin O'Leary, nice. Otherwise known as Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Mr. Wonderful. Look, I think the overall sentiment here is the right one, which I think was the very first thing you started doing in the $100 challenge, not buying lunch. Mm. A lot of money can be saved. And yes, it is tempting when you get your first job to go out and enjoy what the CBD has to offer. Secondly, though, 99 cents to make a sandwich.
Yeah, I'd back that.
Really?
If you fractionalize.
What are you putting in there?
If you stock standard loaf of bread, not your gourmet bakery
Wonder
stuff.
Why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And you just slap some peanut butter on it, I reckon your cost per sandwich, you could come in at under a dollar.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hang on. Wonder why it is $4.40.
Yeah, and how many slices?
It usually has like one, two, three, four. I reckon you get about 10 sandwiches out
okay,
of it.
Okay, 10 sandwiches, so that's
40 cents.
40 cents.
Okay.
And then a jar of peanut butter.
Jar of peanut butter. You want the good peanut butter.
No. The good peanut butter is Kraft.
I know it is, yeah.
Alice always buys sugar. Gourmet.
Yeah, yeah. No good.
Not as good.
$5 on special for the Big Bega. Same for Kraft.
Bega is Kraft.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So for the 100 gram, for half a kilo, $5.
Surely I'm coming in at $100.
You would be. How many sandwiches in a...
That's enough. The reason I wanted to include that one to start with, first of all, was the tone of it. Just stop buying crap.
Yeah.
But also doing the maths on how much the small purchases add up is an important tool to realize how much you're spending. For me, with coffees, I was buying two coffees a day, and you do that maths, $4 a coffee, $8 a day, $40 a working week, 40 times 52 is over $2,000 a year.
Mm.
Like, and you're like, oh, wow. Like, that's a fair chunk of cash.
Mm. That's literally $100.
Yeah. You do that with lunch. What's work lunch? $20.
Mm.
$20 a day, 5 days a week, $100 a week.
Done.
52 weeks a year, that's what, $5,000? A bit over $5,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, like these things add up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you have to cut the lot. Just cut down some if you want to find that extra 100. But anyway, nice one, Kevin. Who's next?
I'll guarantee you this. 95% of you listening to me right now do not do a unique written budget every month unique to that month. Wow. Almost no one does. Those that do, however, find all kinds of money that's being lost.
Okay. Now, two questions before you share your thoughts. First of all, who is it?
Dave Ramsey.
Nice. Secondly, do you, Mr. My budget is so attuned and so perfect, I couldn't squeeze another dollar out of it. Do you do a unique monthly written budget?
No.
Are you intrigued?
I am intrigued, yeah. I understand what he's saying. He's like, if you know that you have expenses coming up that month, like budget for it.
Yeah.
Like if you know you're going on, for example, just came back from a family holiday. I didn't change my budget because of the expenditures over that week. But I guess that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's like if you know you have a holiday coming up, you know you've got your car service or whatever. If it's not already budgeted into your everyday sort of stuff, then make sure it is. I'm guessing.
Yeah. For me,
A lot of admin in that.
Yeah. But it's also like I prefer the idea of amortizing big annual costs over the course of a year. Mm. So if you've got insurance that you pay once a year, I prefer amortizing it and then taking a little bit from each pay.
Same.
And putting it towards it.
Mm.
That feels like it makes more sense than like, anyway.
Same with electricity, utilities, we amortize that over yearly, quarterly, same thing. Yeah. I would find that a bit overbearing. But
anyway.
Good one nonetheless. Might work for some people.
All right.
Personal finance is 80% behavior.
Mm.
It's only 20% head knowledge. None of you listening really have a math problem as much as you have a behavior problem. Mm.
Dave Ramsey again. Yeah.
I agree with that.
This relates back to the interview we did with Emma Edwards. She was very big on this, that it's the psychology of money is actually a big, and your behavior is a big driver of actually your financial outcomes.
Mm.
And you don't, as much as you can budget, if you can't have self-control and actually work within your limits, you're done.
Yeah.
You're toast.
You're toast. All right, Bryce, let's pause here quickly. On the other side, I've got a video that can get you free Guzman burritos.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Get Started Investing. Today we are doing the $100 challenge, and this month we've outsourced our ideas to the experts. We've heard from Kevin O'Leary, we've heard from Dave Ramsey. I've got my next one here, Bryce. Here's a way to save money on Guzman burritos.
I absolutely love Guzman y Gomez burritos.
Me too.
On their app, you get a free burrito if you sign up to their loyalty program, which we have all, obviously.
We've done that once or twice, yeah.
But it verifies only from phone number.
However,
you can churn through as many $2 SIM card Telstra starter packs as you want. Only takes around 5 to 10 minutes to get the new SIM and phone number working and make a new account with Guzzy G.
Oh my
turning
God.
$13 burritos into unlimited $2 burritos with an easy rinse and repeat process. I have them nearly 5 times a week
now. Oh my God.
What? What?
Did you go through the SIM swap? How long did that all take overall?
Longer than I would have liked.
That guy kind of sounds like me, don't you think?
Sounds like you.
It's a wig out, yeah. I kind of, for some reason, I feel like that's very similar to my voice.
So they're the Kick It Forward boys.
Okay.
So go listen to their podcast for more burrito-saving
wow.
tips.
Wow.
But what do you reckon about that?
I mean, it makes sense. So what they're saying is, okay, I get it. A lot of admin involved
lot
in
of
this,
admin.
Though.
A lot of admin.
Got to go out, get the SIMs, plug it into the phone, sign up every time you want it. I guess if you're going to – what's the saving? $11.
$11, yeah. Although, so, is a Guzman burrito still 13?
I think so.
Okay.
Probably with
just – that's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know if it has all the bells and whistles and all the trimmings, but – you take advantage of these opportunities if they're there.
Anyway, that was a little bit of a, that was my interval. That was a bit of a funny one. We'll get back to some more serious ones, but.
I like that. It reminds me of when I used to work as a uni student, Subway. They would have the cards where if you got your 10th card, your 10th Subway,
buy nine,
get one free. But the Subway I went to, they didn't have a unique hole punch. It was literally. At the normal hole punch. So I would go every lunch, grab a handful of cards, sit them all in my desk. Lunch would come. I'd get out the hole punch at the bank I was working at. Bang, 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 bang. Through to the 9th one, walk in, free one. Every day. And they were just like, wow, this guy is seriously rinsing us, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Or they probably
or they'd just
care.
Be like, who cares?
Yeah. Right. Well, that one's not as broadly applicable as what the Kick It Forward boys
have. No, but if you do get a loyalty card that doesn't have a unique stamp or hole punch, go for it.
Go for it. All right. This next one is about increasing income.
There's a limit to how much money you can save, so it's important to focus on increasing your income as well. Here are some of the ways I've done it over the past few years. Back when I was a disability support worker, I used to try and work afternoon or weekend shifts for the extra penalties or public holidays. I remember I worked one Christmas and we got 2.5 times on Christmas and we worked really long shifts. So that Christmas week I made $5,000 as a support worker, which was very exciting at the time. I also got a job that allowed paid overtime. So many support work companies didn't want to give people paid overtime, but some needed it anyway, so I got a job that did. Number three, I always had 2 to 3 jobs at a time so I could pick up extra shifts whenever I wanted them. Those first three all come with a limit. There's only so much that you can realistically work. So number four was a game changer for me, starting a business on the side and growing that. And finally, say yes to coffee and meeting people. Networking is so much more important than I ever thought it would be. I have gotten so many opportunities from putting myself out there and meeting people.
Nice. That one is from Tash Invests. Natasha Etchman.
Yep.
She's just released a book, so congratulations on that, Tash. Another content creator in the finance space. I like that. I like working for the dollar, increasing income. I think she's bang on when it comes to there's only a couple of ways. Like increasing income is obviously one way you can get to the $100 challenge. I think if one underrated one there was the networking thing. It's something you can't put put a dollar figure against, but you will never regret it. Something that I try and push myself each year to do is to try and just meet new people and have coffees. Because whilst it's not going to result in an extra $100 a month immediately, you never know what opportunities come.
Let me add one more to that list. Have a business partner that does a lot of networking is a good sixth one. That's what I try and do. Ride your networking coattails. All right, Bryce, well, one more to round out our $100 challenge episode, hearing from the experts. This is a voice you've heard before. There's a reason that you've heard him before, because he's the biggest name in this space and he does like 6 hours of radio a day. So there's a lot of clips. But one more to close it out.
Okay.
If you do these five things, you will win with money 100% of the time.
Okay.
Number one, you need to have a written plan, a budget. No one accidentally wins. Second thing is, you got to get out of debt. Your most powerful wealth building tool is your income. And when you spend your whole freaking life giving your money to banks who fill up the skyline and have furniture nicer than yours, that makes you stupid. Number three, live on less than you make. You need to decide that my life is not good enough the way it is, and so I am going to control the controllables. I am going to change some things. And then you're going to save some money. You know how rich people get rich? They save money. And if you'll get out of debt and you'll invest and you live on less than you make and you have a plan, then you can do the last one. It's the most fun you'll ever have with money. You can be outrageously generous.
Nice. It's a bit of a sermon there.
Yeah, well, I mean,
seriously, preaching.
That's Dave Ramsey for you.
I do like those, though. Some good ones there to finish with. Yeah,
I think that sort of sums up a lot of what we're trying to do with the $100 challenge.
Have a budget.
Yeah.
Can't lose.
Get in control of your money. Don't be giving unnecessary money to lenders, to banks. And then save, live on less than you earn.
Yeah.
And then put that money to work.
Yes.
And even if it's just $100 a month, that is going to be enough to get you closer to where you want to be.
Love it. Well, that brings us to the end of our $100 challenge, brought to you by some experts this time. If you have a $100 challenge, head to equitymates.com/contact, and there's a section there where you can shoot through your ideas on how you're saving or earning an extra $100 a month. But Ren, we'll leave it there and we'll pick it up next week.
Sounds good.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services License 540-697.